This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Denise from Crown Financial Ministries, good morning to you.
Good morning.
This is one for all the control freaks. As we finished off budgeting last 4 weeks, this 4 weeks we're going to look at financial control. Where do we begin?
Well, you'll be familiar with the slogan, easy monthly payments. What I'd like to talk about when monthly payments aren't that easy.
That's always go on.
So without a doubt, look, I'll give an example. Like in an address to the British House of Commons on May 1st, 1865, Benjamin Disraeli said this: "What we do and allow in moderation, our children will allow and do in excess."
Oh.
And I mean, what better words can we describe like the primary cause of all the credit spiral that we've had, the debt?
Yeah.
And if we even look at in 2007 in the States, there was about $87 billion paid in interest to credit card companies.
My goodness!
$87 billion.
Yes, in 2007.
Oh, that's a lot of dollars that could have been saved, really.
Individual that's just an interest.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so...
Wow.
All right, so how can we stop these credit card companies from getting our $87 billion?
Well, if we talk about financial control, let's talk about, we've already talked about the setting common goals as a couple or as a family. And, you know, we may spend, you know, time watching TV, but how about spending time together? What's more important than actually shaping and moulding your future?
TV. No, I'm joking.
So, look, you know, and so tracking your expenditure and finding out where you are. So transparency, if we're talking about transparency, if you're making decisions that your partner doesn't know about, then and how you handle money is probably a real test of your character. So I personally, I don't think there should be any separation of finances between, you know, the husband and wife. Being open and honest with each other helps accountability. So as I've mentioned, husband and I mean, I spend a lot more easily than my husband does. He's a lot more frugal than me. And so sitting down together, looking at that spreadsheet, is great accountability for me.
Wow.
And I think it also helps with, I mean, he knows where it's going then, and, you know, it's allocated and things like that as well. So, and pay your accounts together as well, so they can see. And that way, you know, you can also know where, what bills have been paid and things like that.
I imagine too that a lot of that would depend on how you relate as a couple. So say I get something wrong one week, or Lee gets something wrong one week, that we don't kind of go off our nana at each other, but just kind of say, hey man, notice you slipped up here, like, you know, let's try and pick that up for next week, as opposed to having a big row about it.
Look, I think exactly right. Like, it's easy to look. I had my husband went away for a week. He was on a missions trip in Vanuatu, and I was left with the responsibility of managing his accounts. He's got his own business, and well, I didn't quite do that during the month. A check bounced, you know, the bank very kindly didn't charge us for that. But it was like, you know, when he came back, I said, "Honey, you know that check you wrote out," and so we, the person presenting the check had to, you know, that they would charge a fee, so we repaid that. But the thing is that being transparent with each other. I mean, I didn't really want to tell them because I knew I've let them down. But look, I think that the most important thing is actually just be open and honest with each other. And we are going to, you know, you are going to make mistakes.
Mm.
You are going to fall off that bike. But you just get back on. Don't let that stop you.
And then go into another debt next month, and then it's okay, hop back on the bike again. No. It's a good idea. It makes good sense, and you'll be less likely, if you're about to buy that $1,000 pair of shoes, you'll be less likely to pop it on the credit card, probably. Thank you so much, Denise from Crown Financial Ministries.
It's a pleasure.
This has been a Hope 103.2 podcast. For helpful articles, station news, videos, devotional emails, and more podcasts, visit hope1032.com.au.